Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. A couple of notes worthwhile. Chris Harris Jr., the defensive back, is retiring, but probably what you care more about is that Tyronn Lue said Kawhi Leonard is officially out for Game 5. Now, theoretically, that would seem like a good thing.
Why is everybody excited about this?
Undefeated when Kawhi watches the game.
But for the 8-0-6, we're officially screwed.
Yeah, man.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Can't lose the first quarter by 742 points.
That's a good point. But yes, Kawhi Leonard out for Game 5. And now we bring you the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
I have some audio I want to get to.
Go.
After the Warriors season ended.
Play in.
Jusuf Nurkić.
Okay, sure.
Jusuf Nurkić.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Posted on his Twitter at BosnianBeach27.
I like it.
The very well-known WB, that's all, folks, picture video.
With the frog?
No, just the circle that says that's all, folks. It looks like
that. Looney Tunes?
Yeah, Looney Tunes, my bad.
I mean, they're in the Warner
Brothers. I was
thinking
about WB, the station.
Same thing.
Walking to the WB.
They're all cartoons. Bart Simpson.
I have thoughts about them.
Was your statement they're all cartoons? Okay, fair. I guess.
They're all from Toontown.
All cartoons are cartoons. Is that in reference to Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Look, I might be numb, but I'm not stupid. And then, so that was a shot from Phoenix Suns Jokic at.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting he's with Phoenix.
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was with
Portland.
Yeah. So at the Golden State Warriors.
I think, did he start off with Denver and he was the higher pick from Jokic? And they're like,
correct.
I think the Jokic guy is going to be better. And there I remember there was kind of a controversy at the time of like, Nurkic, Jokic, who's going to be better? Denver might have made a mistake. Nope, they didn't.
Because he got drafted during a Taco Bueno commercial.
Bell.
Okay.
Bueno's better.
They're all tacos.
No, they are. True. You did state a fact. Sorry. Bueno has better tacos.
No. Well, okay.
I agree with you. I'd absolutely agree.
Jack in the Box has tacos, but are they tacos?
Nobody knows what they are. They are pouches of glorious grease.
What?
Yeah, they just stick the whole pouch in the fryer and it works.
Even the lettuce, dude. They throw the lettuce in there. They don't care.
It's like, here.
Shouldn't have lettuce on your taco.
Fried it up.
What are you talking about?
There's no need for it.
Yeah, there is.
Have cilantro and onion.
Yeah, do you like pooping? It helps.
Yeah, if you ate nothing but tacos all day, you can get lettuce or other vegetables from other places besides eating tacos all day.
Yeah, but this way I can just eat it all in one
Got thing. My vegetables.
Yeah, got my iceberg in, so that helps me out later in the day.
That's good.
Yeah, iceberg and all the dietary fiber.
All the water.
Right all right. Ahead.
So here's Draymond Green clapping back.
Hold on. Wait.
What?
I feel like we need like a 20-second recap of how we got here because we just went off in a whole bunch of different directions. Why are we talking about Nurkić again?
That is the C block.
I know. I know.
This is the magic of a C block.
Golden State's done.
Sometimes it goes away, but then
I don't know what you're doing right now.
Nurkic's posted that that's all, folks, when the Warriors were kicked out of the playoffs.
That's all, folks.
And then Draymond Green, after the Suns were eliminated from the playoffs and Anthony Edwards last night, he said all these words.
Unfortunately, that is all, folks. I'm not sure which tweet aged worse. The tweet spoiled fast for Kuz, though. Like, it spoiled fast. And ironically, the tweet may have spoiled even faster from the big softy. Yeah, that is all, folks. So, you know, you got to be really careful when you're not that successful and you try to take jabs at people, when you don't play a large enough role in your team's success, when you can't really affect the outcome of the game. Like, you can go have 20 rebounds and lose a game. You know, like, when you really don't affect the outcome of the game, it's really tough to take jabs at people. Because you got a jab and then, like, you can't affect, you know, what your end result is, you know. And so, yeah, the big softy bowed out.
So I thought that was an interesting approach. Do you think he's right about that part of you shouldn't talk too much smack if you're not one of the big guys on the team?
No.
Okay.
I do think he's right about the other part, though. I have said this forever. That's why you got to be careful with College Football Saturday, because it'll come back at you really quickly. Don't you dare tweet anything out about a rival team if your team hasn't played yet. If they're on the bye week, knock yourself out. But if you are going to dog a rival team before your team plays, get ready for that to go back in your face like 50 times. And that's the part that I definitely agree
with. So you always want Texas to play after A&M has won.
Yes.
This is what you need then.
Hell,
every time.
You know what? Let's be honest. I'm just happy A&M won. I don't have time for other things. We've been struggling, so.
I am looking forward to that matchup, though.
Me too.
Is it official the day after Thanksgiving? Is that?
Well, I'm not. I think it is. I'll double check.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to your question, Mike.
All right. It's a long time away, so.
That's true. And probably November.
I just happened to throw out, because Draymond's not, at this point, he's not relevant. Right?
Huh.
In a way.
I think he's relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess he's not relevant to these playoffs.
Not these playoffs, yeah.
He's probably going to have a pretty big media presence after his career is over. He's kind of already established that that's where he's going.
Do you think he's relevant still, Reggie, in the sense of being able to make an impact for a playoff team?
Playoff team is an interesting question, but like, he's still relevant especially when it comes to that team. They needed him greatly. It's one of the reasons why we talk so much about him getting ejected. It's like, dude, that team needs you, man. Why are you bowing out on them?
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know what some of this is? That's a dude who's lower than me, and I'm going to remind him that he's lower than me in stature or status, even if Draymond Green might be slipping in some of that, as he can't necessarily impact scoring, even though he can impact offense. Yeah, that's just I don't even know how much we need to take him at face value. He's just like, hey, dog, y'all lost, and you couldn't do nothing about it. Probably shut your mouth.
Corey, I have a question for you, since this is the C block.
Yeah.
If I told you I would like to read you a headline for the Dallas Morning News that they just emailed with the breaking tag attached to it, would you allow me to read this
headline? Is it a real breaking story, or are you just enamored by the headline?
I am willing to argue for a lot of people in our audience, they will care.
All right. I will allow it.
Per the Dallas Morning News, breaking. Texas can continue requiring age verification for porn websites as ruled by the Supreme Court.
Of America?
Of America.
That's a good clarification.
Not the Supreme Court of Texas. The Supreme Court of America refused to block a Texas law requiring age verification.
I like this.
I have a lot of thoughts on that.
I don't want my kids easily watching porn.
I don't disagree with you there. I have a lot of thoughts on that, but that does feel like a state thing, right? More than it is a federal thing.
Yes, I'm not familiar with how it's broken down state by state, but yes, this is a Texas law.
Yeah, and that makes sense, especially considering the state of the Supreme Court. That makes sense.
What?
What?
Nothing. Carry on.
I'll
see how that vote broke down. I have no idea.
Go look at it, Kevin. Okay. Go find it out. Do they show that? Do they show that? Is there a website for that?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. You can't go to the website anymore, Corey.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about for the voting on the Supreme Court. Is there like, do they show that this one was voted on 4-3? And then also,
well,
don't forget about
that.
Well,
there's nine people on the court.
What about those two that stepped out because they have, that's city council.
See, and this is where I don't like how news stories aren't like sports stories all the time. Because the Dallas Morning News, I don't immediately see where it says by a vote of 7-2. That's the final score. Give me the final score in the first three paragraphs.
Yeah, and then the box score. I need more of the box score. And then give me your recap.
There were no dissents. So
interesting.
It was unanimous.
Like I said, state of the Supreme Court.
I don't know.
Just like I always said.
I don't know if that holds up.
What state is that?
Supremacy.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. Kevin, maybe the most important. Now that's interesting. That's interesting. No, this might be even more important because we found a loophole, guys. Mm-hmm. And I first saw this when Reggie retweeted or quote tweeted. And then I saw it again later.
You're welcome.
And that's how, like, because Reggie said, do they want people fighting in the parking lots? I'm sorry that I stole your hilarious line already.
It's all good.
But I gave you credit.
I was just going to say it after you, so it's cool.
Damn it.
It's efficient.
Dave & Buster's will begin offering loyalty members the ability to bet on its games.
What?
Adults age 18 and older will be able to place real money wagers on arcade games with their friends.
So they can bet money on the Dave & Buster games?
And the technology is expected to be available in the coming months. So, yeah, basically what they're saying is they say they have 5 million loyalty members, which seems like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Because, Kevin, we used to run around to Dave & Buster's all the time. We used to host a bunch
of
parties.
They're pretty
popular. Awesome.
I like Dave & Buster's.
222 venues in North America offering everything from bowling to laser tag. Company says 5 million loyalty members, 30 million unique visitors to its locations per year, and the company's stock is up more than 50% since Kevin and I started doing our stuff back there, back in the day there.
What? And it feels like they should have kept doing it.
And now they're saying customers can soon make a friendly $5 wager on a Hot Shots basketball game.
Oh my God.
A bet on a skee ball competition or another arcade game, and the betting function expected to launch in the next few months will work through the company's app. So you can like transfer money. Say you can go to your app. I'm betting it's going to have a little, some sort of button. You push that, and now you both have put $5 on the table, and you get to decide who the winner is afterwards and everything. But can't you already do that? Can't you already be like $5 says I win this game of skee ball?
Yeah, it's called like Cash App or Venmo.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, and now David Buster's is trying to get in on the. They're trying to get in on the game here.
They want their cut.
Is there a cut? Is there like $5 bet? 13 cents goes to the house.
Hey, there's 5 million of them. That 13 cents piles up really quickly. It's even a bigger version of the scam they try to run in Office Space.
And Superman. Well, that was Superman that they got that from. Superman 3, I believe.
Is
that the second time this week that Superman 3 has come up on the show?
Or a Superman movie.
Yeah, because I don't know which one, what number it is that I referred to where he's in the swimming pool, the indoor swimming pool.
We also mentioned Henry Cavill last week, right?
That is Gene true. Hackman was Lex Luthor.
Was part four the one that Richard Pryor was in? The quest for peace?
I don't know.
Okay. But that being said, Kevin, now will you go get your gambling fix in at Dave & Buster's? But here's the other thing, too. Now it's all on you to succeed. Or what? I guess you can bet on your friend. Maybe your friend's a really great skee ball player. And I'm betting on him. Oh, man.
I want to know if you can short the market. I want to know if I can walk up to that hot shot and I see like 2 to 4 people just bricking it. And I'm like, hey, can I bet against all these
Kevin,
people?
This is crazy degeneracy. There's people going on dates next to you. There's children having birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
This is too much.
Dude,
you're trying to short bets at the hot shot machine?
Yes!
Here's what I'm concerned about, Reggie. I see what you're saying about people that are using their date night and children are there and everything. It's going to look like a cockfighting ring in there.
That's right.
Good Lord. Why did you say it like that?
It really was a way too strong emphasis on that word.
Can you imagine in the back room if that's what they had at Dave & Buster's?
My God. Hey, you can play Hot Shotter back there. We have the cockfights.
Yeah.
Like, what a weird sentence. Or you want some jalapeno poppers?
Look, the way our world's going, It could happen.
What is happening in this segment, Corey?
Nachos are on the way.
That's actually not Corey's fault. That's Dave and Buster's fault.
Yeah, man. Dave and Buster's is setting up. I'm terrified. But as Reggie said, parking lots, they're going to have some more security out there. Because those parking lots could get really seriously violent.
Man, I...
out of Dave and Buster's.
Really want to see how this plays out. I understand all the pitfalls that comes along with this. By the way, can I ask you one more thing? Do you think this is a loser quote right here? This is from Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. This is a real tweet that she put out. Tough season, but at least we won the in-season tournament. Proud of our team at Lakers.
I forgot about that. I love LA.
They still have a team in the tournament right now.
I know. She's still the mayor of that same city.
I know. They only love the Lakers.
They don't care about the Clippers.
Magic Johnson tweeted something earlier about like how they're all in trouble. Like they're all in a bunch of trouble. And then the tweet just disappeared. And I want to know what else he had to say about that. Because he was saying this team has Wembanyama and we're all screwed.
It eventually disappeared, but not before TMZ spoke with Magic Johnson. He said, the Lakers are in serious trouble because we need better players. So
technically correct.
If you could work on that, Corey.
From the 817.
When they had Magic, they did a heck of a job of that.
True.
From the 817, have y'all never been to Peter Piper Pizza? They just sanctioned child gambling, and I almost got in a fight with a nine-year-old there.
What?
I don't know.
They
hopefully
have bumper cars near the Peter Piper Pizza where we go to.
Really? Oh,
and my kids have always gotten sick. Now, they don't go there anymore, but when they are little, I think there's a lot of bacteria in those balls. The ball pit.
God darn.
That's what my wife believes. She's a pediatrician.
That's true.
And Reggie,
I don't think he's wrong.
You're right. As I set up this segment and prepare it every day, I do think about the space that needs to be had for the free wheeling of Kevin, Mike, and yourself. Because it's glorious to watch and hear at the same time.
I haven't come up with anything yet, but I did type in Peter Piper Pizza Kids Gambling to see if I could find anything more out about that.
I love LA.
I haven't seen anything.
Glad they lost.
Just quite.
And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're an LA Lakers fan, don't worry. You can switch teams. You've done it 17 times in your life.
Also, Kevin, before we go, I have a pain underneath my right side of my rib cage, and I went to Google it. It said it could be muscle strain or bruised or broken ribs.
Oh.
But there are conditions that link to heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, and even skin. And then down a little further, Kevin, it said that I could have very big problems with my diaphragm and intercostal muscles between my ribs. So I'm going to go see a doctor.
Yeah, I definitely think you should after we heard all that. I want you to
just let it fly.
No, I want you to go and say, hey, I think I have a problem with my intercostal muscle. And just to see what the doctor says, like, you've been on the internet. And they're like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's not elbow cancer, dummy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, is this too much? Or did Roger Goodell just propose the perfect NFL schedule? Next, right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to, did Roger Goodell just unveil the perfect NFL schedule? Got a couple of other notes for you. Did you see that Nico Harrison finished fifth in the Basketball Executive of the Year voting?
Good for him. Like, that's warranted. Where the Mavericks were at the end of last year,
yes,
to where they finished, a 50-win team, that was a heck of a job by him.
Brad Stevens was the winner from the Celtics. Sam Presti from the Thunder was second, and Tim Connelly was third from the Timberwolves.
Okay.
And Nico,
very fair,
was fifth.
I wonder,
Leon Rose for the Knicks was fourth.
For Nico to win, they'd have to get the one seed next year.
Yeah, I could see that because that's reflected in top. These all the other ones were top two or three seeds.
Okay, and I don't know what. I mean, the team in a weird way is getting close to being complete.
Yeah,
like if you make one more small adjustment and get a really good 3-point shooter to go along with this, at that point it's on Luka, Kyrie, to win a championship.
And then I don't know if it was the new rules that came out or the regulations or anything like that, but Jake Paul has opened up as a smaller favorite over Mike Tyson than I would have guessed. The Las Vegas Superbook has Jake Paul as a minus 180, a Mike Tyson as a plus 150. That fight will be in Arlington in case you're interested. Now, let's talk about Roger Goodell. I know a lot of people don't like Roger Goodell.
Why?
Because they think he's power hungry is probably the number one reason, right?
When I saw him in the first round, I just thought, none of these players will even come close to making the amount of money that he makes every year. Like he's making, yeah. Isn't he making, is he?
It's $40 million a year.
Okay, I thought it was like low 50s.
Dak will.
I don't think
he will, though, over the, like, he's been the commissioner for how long? Like, he's going to make $1 billion at least, if not more.
It's going to be a lot. I don't know, like, the trajectory of when his salary got that high, but he's going to make a ton of money. I want to say that I think if this comes to pass, he will have earned it. Specifically, Roger Goodell said that he is embracing an 18-game regular season with only two postseason games. Two preseason games. Now, we talked about this a lot with Jerry, where the owners try to attack it from the point of view of it's a 20-game season, because obviously that's how they're worried about selling their season tickets and everything like that. So when you had 16 regular season games and four preseason, then you went to 17, dropped it down to three preseason. 18, and you drop it down to two preseason games. First of all, I like that. I realize it's more complicated than what a fan thinks. But after that, adding another regular season game, and we talked about this a couple of years ago, would theoretically result in a second bye being added right to the schedule.
Yep. How do you sell a bye, you know?
Oh, where I'm going to sell it in just a second. Well, consider this. If the preseason starts at the same time, you would have to start the regular season a week earlier. That means the regular season would start on Labor Day weekend. But perhaps more importantly, it means the season would end and the Super Bowl would be on Sunday night of President's Day weekend. Not everybody gets that Monday off, but for a lot of places, that is a holiday.
Well,
that
we just next have to move Monday. President's weekend.
I mean,
just move it.
But we haven't done that yet.
I mean, how would the country change its entire schedule?
Yes.
For the NFL.
Because I don't think people actually care about what a lot of holidays like represent, as long as you're like, I get the day off.
Do I get the day off?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So like now you get the day off just that Monday a Monday sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really interested in this because you would start the NFL season on Labor Day weekend, holiday weekend. You would finish the NFL season on President's Day weekend. A lot of people could take advantage of, hey, the day after the Super Bowl should be a vacation day anyway. For a lot of people, that would come to pass. What do you guys think before we would move on from?
I like it.
To the next part.
Let's make it happen.
It's going to be easy. The players just say, just give us one less day of practice.
Actually, Kevin, to or go just along
say,
with this.
Hey, I just want, just we'll just say yes because they'll put a deadline on it. Say yes, or if you don't, bad things could happen. And like, yes, we said yes. Don't do it to us.
I actually, can we do this? Instead of saying, let's move President's Day weekend, why don't we just add another holiday like that?
Like Vice President's Day's weekend?
I like that. What? Why is that gross?
Vice President's Day? Because modern vice president has little to no power.
I thought we just got done talking about how we just need a day off.
Yeah,
it doesn't
dude,
matter
we're just
what we call it.
Trying to come up with a day, man.
We so can come days. Up with a better cause than Vice President's Day.
Super Bowl Recovery Day.
I think that's more legitimate than
what?
Vice President's Day.
You didn't even put any effort
for the vice presidents.
Thank you, Corey.
Well, then you don't get it, and neither do I, because we weren't vice president.
I was in student council
mm-hmm.
in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You had an elementary school student council?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a necessary.
I lost president to the guy who said no homework to everybody. And I was like, you're an idiot. You can't do that. And then he got pinned up against the wall outside at lunch one day because everybody was like, where's my no homework? And he was like, I can't fix that, guys. And they were like, well, we got to beat you up for it.
D-I-S-D.
Yeah, that's the way it happened, dude. Nobody wanted homework.
Now, you brought this up, and you said the NFL players will give in. Initially, they were against the 17-game schedule, but when it all came down and got passed, players voted 51.5% in favor. So I actually think Mike is right. If you give them some, I don't know, little side something.
They're not very strong. They're not very strong in their negotiations with the NFL.
That is very true. I think that you can get this passed. Now, somebody brought up, usually only government employees get President's Day off. You could use that as a springboard. You're like, hey, this is an important day to me, so I'm going to go ahead and take President's Day off.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And then the NFL could just fall in line with it. And then from the 318, why not instead they just have a Super Bowl on a Saturday?
I already have Saturday off. I already have Sunday off. I want Monday off, all right?
For your recovery.
For recovery from the Super Bowl. Super Bowl recovery day for vice presidents.
And I get it. We've talked about that. No, we've talked about that for a really long time, but for whatever reason, the NFL does not seem inclined to want to do that. Now, in addition to that, Goodell talked about expanding the number of international games. He says he envisions as many as 16 regular season games being played abroad within the next decade, like per year, not 16 happening over the next 10 years. Like in the span of the next 10 years, 16 games being played abroad, which would mean theoretically every NFL team could participate. I'm not saying it would absolutely happen like that. But that is an interesting note, and he said they're going to look to add. They're adding Brazil this year and adding Spain next year to the list.
I have a question about that. Do you think because there was a story I was going to do in C Block that I was holding on to, but this is a good conversation. The NFL, in addition to the traditional scouting, the NFL found talent in other ways, and it has been continuing to do that. Canadian Football League, two Canadian universities, one from the International Pathway Program. And we've seen the international pathway program here.
Nigeria, Senegal, all kinds of different places.
I know a lot of people have been very focused on the concept of the NFL existing other places, other countries. But how much of the influence do you think it actually is starting to have in playing the game in other countries and being able to find that talent to bring here? And then maybe eventually it continuing to grow in that manner. But it does look like those pathways have been opened up a lot more.
And I think it's a very basic idea of, not what you said, just it's a basic idea of how do you get more people involved. And that's one of the things the NFL talked about and why they've given incentives for not only minority head coaches, but coordinators, general managers, and everything like that is that's what feeds into who's your head coach? Probably a coordinator. I realize there's other ways you can go. Probably a coordinator. So that's the next point. If you want people to care about the sport in the country, what should you do? Probably have people's kids playing.
Yeah.
You know, how many people got more involved in baseball or basketball or whatever? Because
Tolos, let your kids, make your kids listen to the station. That's the best way.
It's a good idea.
If you have kids. Otherwise, nieces, nephews, little brothers, whatever.
But I'm sure a lot of people were like, hey, I want to be like this baseball player because I play baseball and I'm projecting I could be like this person.
I forgot to tell you about this.
Oh, no.
When I was on my trip with the Rangers, I got asked if I would like to possibly be the pitching coach of the Polish team. They're going to try to qualify.
Shut up!
For the
World Baseball Classic?
Yes.
Dude, the Tolos know that you're the best sequencer in the world. They use it on MLB The Show.
So it doesn't mean I am, but they're just like, are you interested?
Did you tell them hell yeah?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to cuss.
Did you say heck yeah?
Yes,
would be.
I am, yeah. Yeah, but so I'm going to kind of see. It's 2 years from
now. Is this the first time you're telling us this?
I totally forgot.
And who did you talk to? Was it like the Minister of Polish Sports?
I talked to JP Morosi, and then he got me in contact with the leaders of the Polish baseball organization that's trying to get together a Polish team for the World Baseball Classic.
Okay, first off, in my mind, it was Bochy, and he was like, Mike, I've been giving a lot of thought. He's becoming the guy from Poland.
Polish.
Because he's just been giving it thought.
But he gives things thought.
And then he was like, you know, in all his interviews he does with us each week, he's like, you actually ask good questions. You know what you're talking about. I'm going to talk to you about Poland.
Hurtful. I'm like that guy, Kevin.
Yeah, but now that we know how it all happened, I'm still shocked that you didn't tell us this earlier.
They asked me if I speak Polish. And I said no. And I was hoping that was Polish. Because it is in other languages, and so I was just hoping, I was like, maybe they'll buy it. No, I might need to start learning. I might need to start trying to figure out basic terms. But I do think that they would want
people
like me 20 years ago to be on the team. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like they would have obviously people from you know, I guess that area, that region, which I need to learn a lot more about. Yeah, but also, like, I don't know if it's just that area. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes you get kind of more of a region than just a country.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got what you're saying. Like, you don't have to be from Warsaw or anything like that.
Yeah.
Man, would you... I think you can learn a pretty good amount of Polish in the next 2 years. I'm excited about this.
Well, I mean, it's not official, but they're just...
Hey! Not with that mindset.
Yeah, man. What are you
doing
here?
Act for the job you want. Yeah. Rest for the job you want.
If
learn
you fail
Polish.
To prepare, then you prepare to fail.
Yeah, for the job you want.
I have to start dressing Polish?
Maybe.
I think so. And right, eating Polish. You got to eat Polish
food. I don't
food.
Even know how to dress Polish.
Okay, well, glad we can.
I'll be honest. I'm looking at most of the names of these cities, and I can't pronounce them, even looking at them. So good luck, Mike. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Do you prefer
Lublin
International Mike or internationally famous Mike going forward?
I mean, either one is a good thing to put on his business card.
What if I do it like MLB The Show, and I'm like, well, your shortstop missed the pop-up, which he shouldn't have. Just peg the next guy. It's
again.
But I won't do that. I'll try and tell your best to get the next guy out. Okay?
Bally says Mike doesn't have enough vacation hours to take that job. Sorry.
Sorry.
It'd be
buddy.
In the off season.
It's in the off season.
It's
yeah, it's
February,
fine.
March.
Dude,
there is no off season.
I have thoughts because I want you to correspond with us on this, but I know it's going to cost us. So,
yeah, that's how it works.
Oh man, that's a great point. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, what a bombshell at
I
the
forgot.
End of that
I
segment.
I forgot to tell you guys this.
Now, look, from now on, whenever you come back from a trip, if someone internationally offered you a job, start with that.
Kevin, okay. Show trip, dude.
Oh, hell
show
yeah.
Show trip. We get to go to Poland.
I want to go to Poland.
Watch baseball.
Okay. Think you want to take the walk there?
I wonder if they have, this is a serious question. Like, how many baseball fields do they have?
I don't know.
Feels like you should be researching this, not asking us.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Baseballfieldsinpoland.com.
That can't be a website. Let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
There's a story. There's a new story. New baseball field opens in Rocklaw.
On 105.3 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now... courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Hagee. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I love the energy that you've been bringing these last couple of crosstalks. Now, we were talking about the NBA playoffs in a more broad sense. Like, I know, obviously, we're all focused on Mavericks Clippers. Is there anything from OKC dominance to the Lakers being done to Brunson stepping up or whatever that has kind of surprised you or that you feel like I learned something new in this NBA playoff run?
Man, no. I guess the entertainment factor, I think, is just off the charts good right now. You know, I think that's one of my main takeaways. The Timberwolves show is, you know, pretty awesome with Edwards. I can't wait to see OKC be battle-tested. I was chatting with a Thunder fan last night, and, you know, I'm bored to tears watching them play. I think their playing style is annoying at best. It lacks creativity and imagination, but they have, like, six players that can absolutely cook you. And just watching them take turns, go one-on-one, I think is, you know, not my basketball utopia, if you will, but it can be really damn effective. So I think OKC dominance is great. Jalen Brunson, like, still when I watch him, I think, oh, well, there's a guy who's going to get about 8 minutes tonight and his coach is going to bench him. You know, when he's walking out on the court, I'm like, how is this guy a superstar? But
and yet here we are.
Man, you just give him time, and I love it because I think that's what you want to coach. That's what you want to show kids. Like, it's not exactly what physical gifts you're born with, but how relentless you are in your pursuit of finding ways to get the job done, even when the deck is stacked against you. You know, and I say that with, you know, I don't want to offend Jalen Brunson. I'm just impressed that he's made such a superstar career out of. You know, it took him 4 years to even be a second-round pick.
Yeah.
He was getting benched, you know, a year before his breakout with the Mavs. So it's just incredible, you know, the different paths you can take to greatness like that.
Yeah, his is one of the most unique for sure. I think for me, I'm wondering, like, how did I underestimate the Timberwolves? And I know the Suns are an extremely flawed roster and team and everything's imploded. But they beat the – that's what I'm saying. They were dominating victories. And so a young team like that, you never really trust him. Gobert usually gets played off the floor, but it seems like he's a bit of a different version of himself, and they seem like they might be a real, real threat here to Denver. And so I just want to see, okay, was that the Phoenix Suns just imploding here and they took advantage of it, or are they about to go toe-to-toe here 6 or 7 games with Denver?
Does Kevin Durant want out? Like, will that be an off-season story? He's always kind of in these situations, said, I'm done. He's getting close to 40 at this point. Like, Phoenix can't compete in the Western Conference. Look,
the odds are already out there if you're interested. I know some folks have said OKC. They're second on the list behind Miami.
That's what McMahon was referencing today with Sean and RJ. He was like, I don't expect KD to finish his career in Phoenix if it's not this summer, so maybe the deadline or something like that. But sort of imminently, he's going to be out. And OKC was the first team that he sort of tossed out there. I was like, oh my goodness.
Their only way out is to trade him and Booker. I mean, they're just done as an organization if they try to play this out. But I think one thing I learned is KD is more washed up than I thought he was.
Okay, yeah. Let me ask you something with that in mind. As the years have gone along, has he faded in terms of his all-time standing? I'm not disputing that he's going to be a great all-time player, but there was discussion about, oh, like, he's top 15, top 18, whatever. As you see it go along and more attempts for super teams and more failures and now getting swept out in the first round, does he start to fall down the list? Because I think you're really close to seeing Jokic just scream past him, and nobody would have guessed that 5 years ago, not even close.
He doesn't have a team fan base. That will always hurt you in the history of the sport if no team accepts you as theirs. Golden State doesn't see Kevin Durant as theirs. It's great they won 2 championships with him. Oklahoma City comes close, but they're like, hey, he kind of screwed us over a little bit. And
go back to OKC and win one. And
so that's, I think, the tough thing. Is he better than Dirk? I think there's an argument to say, yes, Kevin Durant was better than Dirk. But Dirk has Dallas forever.
Sure.
Kevin Durant has no city behind him, no organization behind him. As he's ours.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't think that he... I think he's about what I always thought he was, and that's one of the best scorers in the history of the game. But in terms of the all-time greats, like, I would never have put Kevin Durant in a top 10 conversation personally. I mean, so I don't think that it's changed the way that I personally have viewed him. For those that would have maybe tried to argue he was a top 10 player, that argument is dead, in my opinion, because you're right. Like, a Nikola Jokic.
I think top 20 is going
to
be dead.
Maybe. I think that there still is a debate to be made about Kevin Durant and his heyday. I think he was fantastic. But, I mean, I think that some people, the second he left OKC, when you were up 3-1 in that series, then you go join the team that beat you in Golden State, and now you win championships. I think people were soured on KD then, and their opinion forever was never going to be changed.
I didn't know that Joel Embiid was a bad fourth quarter player.
Do you give him any break because of the Bell's palsy in this series particularly?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm just kind of, to me, I didn't, you know, he's kind of a, yeah, I understand what that is.
You've only had it once, right?
Yeah, I've had it once. But the, yeah, I didn't feel like that to me that, I didn't know that about him.
You know who else has really been pulling him down? And I love him. He was on the show. Tyrese Maxey has struggled hard in some of these fourth quarters.
No. Yeah.
You can look at the massive comeback that the Knicks had in game 2, and then the last game where Maxey, I think, was like, I don't know, 0-for-8 or something down the stretch. It was something really bad. He's awesome. He's from South Garland.
But that's a team.
He's struggled too.
But there was a team that was when Embiid came back that they had won a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about them. Watch.
You don't want to see them in the first round.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now it's like a team that just looks totally falling apart.
Could it be the jersey? You know, is there something about you're just wearing that Philadelphia 76ers jersey and naturally you're just going to poop your pants in those situations because that organization always seems to do so.
Wouldn't you argue that wouldn't be the case against the Knicks, which in more recent history is not known
Jalen
as...
Jalen Brunson is a slump buster.
That, man, he is.
He transcends the pooping of the pants in a way that Joel Embiid never could.
Instead, they might just urinate the pants when they get into the conference finals against Boston.
I'm trying really hard to not point out that Micah Parsons is a 76ers fan. You
yeah.
know? Thank you for not...
And an Eagles fan, man. He loves what they do as an organization. Just,
yeah,
had a banger draft, man.
I know.
Across the board.
Thanks. I showed deference there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think he missed your home run derby here recently. That's the first time for him.
It's tough. Yeah, it's a tough time for my guy. But I'm sure he's going to dominate again next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's that?
In the regular season. Zion. Micah Parsons.
In the regular season. I mean, look, poor Zion. He was healthy for a whole season for the first time, going off in the play-in, and then he got hurt. And they're like, we're done.
The only lottery player from that 2009 draft that hasn't 19. Played in a playoff game. 2019.
That is
hasn't
played crazy. In a playoff game. Sad.
Wow. It's a nice turnaround for those guys.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that's the guy? He's like, he'll never do anything. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks for asking. We're going to talk with one of the best relievers in Major League Baseball. Kirby Yates is going to join us coming up at 2:20 for the player show.
Have a question that I would like you to perhaps ask Kirby Yates.
So fire away.
I'm looking forward to that. No, about Cole Wynn.
About growing up in Hawaii.
Okay, well, it sounds like they have lots of other ideas.
His brother
as
Tyler.
Well.
He was Mike's roommate, remember?
Yes, that guy. I know. That was like the first thing you said to him at spring training. And then it looked like y'all just dunked on his brother for like 8 minutes just hanging out.
Yeah, he's our buddy.
Hey, we're home.
They were teammates.
With the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece.
Shower
away. Back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.